Beloved friends, we greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we welcome you to the meditation of God's precious Word as we continue in the prophecy of Zechariah, chapter 10 and verse 4. We quote the verse again, "Out of Judah came forth the cornerstone, out of him the nail, out of him the battle bow, out of him the absolute ruler or monarch." Here are four precious titles of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ, prophesied centuries before he ever came to the earth, and much longer before his second coming to the earth, which is ahead. The first two titles we have stated, they relate to his first advent, when he came to the earth long ago. And today we will consider that second name, where he is called uniquely, significantly, the nail. Have you ever wondered about this title? What a title! What a nail he must be! For it is a strange, and it is a unique title given to Christ. Take it in, my friend. Let us understand its meaning, the nail, for it is filled with great significance. In the Old Testament times, a nail was often used as a tent peg driven into the ground, and it was also used as a strong pin built into the wall of any Oriental building securely. Upon that nail, many vessels and treasures were hung, according to Ezekiel chapter 15 and verse 3. And we may say perhaps this latter scripture is the best explanation why Christ is called the nail. Now listen to me carefully. First of all, a nail is to bear burdens. We hang many things upon a nail. We may transfer them from our bodies and place them up them from ourselves upon the provided burden bearer. And the significant reason that Christ came to be the nail and is the nail, he is the greatest burden bearer of all the centuries. First, let us recognize, there will come a day when he comes the second time that he will bear the glory of the house of Israel, and upon him the glory of the house and the nation of Israel will be hanging. But let us see that at his first coming to the earth, he also came to be the nail. As the nail, listen to this carefully, did he not bear the burden of our sins upon the cross? Is it not written, he himself bore our sins in his body upon the tree? 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. My beloved friends, that was a very heavy burden, incalculably heavy. For we read in Isaiah 53 and verse 6, Jehovah laid upon him, what did he lay upon him? The iniquity of us all, the sins of every man, woman, boy, and girl in the world, from the beginning to the end of the human race. It was the whole world's guilt of sin that was placed upon that blessed person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Did not John the Baptist declare, as he pointed to Christ, Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away or beareth away the sin of the world. John chapter 1 verse 29. My beloved friend, there was no other person who could and who did bear that load of divine judgment for you and for me. And blessed be his name. He did not fail. We read that Paul the Apostle writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, one person died for all. My beloved, have you ever acknowledged that your own personal sins God laid them on Christ for you, that he might bear them on your behalf, that you might be saved. Now we would raise the question, can you say, I have found the nail? Christ the Son of God, he is the one who bore my sins and my guilt when he was upon the cross. And can you say from your heart, in faith believing it and confessing it, Christ is my nail? For if by faith, sincerely and genuinely, you know that all your sins were borne by him upon that cross, then you will have found him, your nail. Little did the men who nailed him to the cross, those who nailed him to the tree of Calvary, when they drove those cruel nails through his hands and through his feet, little did they realize the one they were nailing to that tree had been given the title, the nail. And when he was dying, paying the penalty for their sins, it was the nail upon whom God was laying their very sins. But my beloved friend, will you not make sure yourself that you can call in my nail? Will you not be able to say from a genuine, sincere heart, I know he died for me. Upon him, the load of my sin and guilt, God placed that I might be saved. But may I go even further? He was not only the nail that bore our sins upon the tree. He is still the nail who will bear all of our troubles and carry the burden of our cares when we bring them to him. For troubles and sorrows fill the earth. None of us are accepted from them, not even Christians. But if we have found him as the nail that bore our sins, then can we not also find him able to carry and to carry all of our cares? If we have trusted him to take care of our sins, surely we can trust him to take care of our troubles and cares. May I quote the words of dear Apostle Peter? Did he not write in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you? How foolish it is for us to carry our burdens when we are saved, when we have the nail himself to carry them for us. Did not the psalmist also write to say, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee? Psalm chapter 55, verse 22. My friend, let me ask a question. What are you doing with your burdens? Are you carrying them yourself? And are you groaning under the load, which many times we may? But if Christ the nail is your Savior, why not take those burdens to him? Hang them upon him today. And if you do so, please don't pick them up again and carry them. For you can trust him wholly. For they that trust him wholly will find him wholly true. I'm sure you know the old hymn. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. My beloved friend, if you know Christ as your Savior, enjoy and prove this precious name and title. He is the nail, not only having borne your sins, but able to carry all your cares. But then may I state further, as the nail, we should place upon him the glory and the service of our lives. Is he not worthy of that? Our sins were laid upon him. Our cares can be laid upon him. Yet in Isaiah chapter 22, We read that the treasures of the house of David were hung in splendor upon those nails that were embedded in the walls, the emblems of kingly glory. Then why cannot we believers in Christ hang the glory of our lives upon Him? The nail, today, is He not worthy? Our sins were laid upon Him. We lay our cares upon Him. Then why not our lives? Why not our possessions? Why should not they also be hung upon the nail? For may I be reminded with you, there is coming an eternal day when the redeemed saints will be together singing that new song in heaven above around the person of Christ and singing He is worthy to be worshipped and adored and made the King of Kings because He died upon the cross for us. Why wait for that day? Shall we not seek to hang the glory of our lives upon Him, living and serving the One who is for us, as we have learned, the cornerstone or the foundation stone for our welfare for eternity, and who is also the nail who bore our sins, who carries our burdens, and whom we can serve? My beloved friend, may I ask the question? Can you say from your heart in very truth, Christ is my cornerstone. Upon Him my soul rests completely for my eternal welfare. He is also my nail. I have found Him as the one who bore my sins upon the cross. I find Him able to carry my burdens today. And I will seek to serve Him and lay upon Him the glory of my life below. This, my beloved friend, is true of the Lord Jesus by His first coming to the earth to save us. He has proved Himself to be the cornerstone and the nail. Father, we pray by the Holy Spirit, in His power and unction and blessing, sanctify the truth to every listening heart, that our Lord Jesus may be their portion for His name's sake. Amen.